Microphone on, Claire.
You're not getting any of it.
Just a reminder, councillors, please use your microphones so that we can capture this recording as we go forward. Okay, so we're up to declarations of interest, and CEO has a declaration of interest.
Yeah, on item 6.1, CEO performance review, determination of process, and declare an impartiality interest to that one.
Thank you. All right. Item 3, announcements by the person presiding. I just have one brief announcement. I wish to acknowledge the Denmark St. John's Sub-Centre Chairperson, Mrs. Marion McDougall, who a few days ago on the 8th of August was named the Country St. John's Volunteer of the Year for Western Australia. I think a very well-deserved accolade for her, who's led the St. John's Sub-Centre from strength to strength over the last few years. So I encourage everyone to take a moment to have a read of the spiel that's been presented by her. I won't read it out now, but yeah, we're very lucky to have such a hard-working and capable chair of our St. John's Sub-Centre, and she's really done wonders there. So thank you, Marion. Alrighty, we move on to item 4, public question time. As there are no members of the public present, I shan't read the whole spiel, and we will move on to item 5, the reports of officers, of which there are nil, and we get to item 6, which is matters to be discussed behind closed doors. So we have a staff recommendation there, item 6, that we move behind closed doors. Do we have a councillor prepared to move it? Councillor Carman, and seconded by Councillor Yule. As it's a procedural motion, I won't call for any debate. Simply ask for a show of hands. All those in favour? That is unanimous. All right, and because we have behind closed doors, we will now end the recording. All right, so councillors, we've come out from behind closed doors. That concludes the agenda of this meeting, so I declare the meeting closed.